Let's start this hour in France.
You will form another line.
A French police officer this morning instructing migrants as they boarded buses to leave Calais across the channel from Britain for elsewhere in France. This is the first day of a mass evacuation of what's known as the jungle, the squalid camp. Thousands of migrants have been living in for months in a bureaucratic limbo. They've fled the Syrian civil war and other conflicts, but are waiting for some sort of asylum process. The camp is scheduled to be demolished. Reporter Terry Schultz joins us from Calais. Terry, what was it like today?
Well, you know, it actually unfolded more calmly than a lot of people had predicted. You know, there's always the chance that there will be fights. There was a group of anarchists in the camp preparing to fight against the police. So everyone was very relieved that it was unfolding calmly, that the people who wanted to leave were, in fact, lining up to get processed. And though there were hundreds of people in line, there weren't a lot of big fights, so just a bit of jostling and no need for tear gas, no need for police to come out in force. It's just the first day, and tomorrow's bound to be more fractious because they're actually going to start the dismantlement tomorrow. Today was more of the processing. Tomorrow they're actually going to start taking down some of these shanties and tents.
Well, Terry, give us some context for this. Very briefly, a thumbnail. Why are these people stuck here?
Well, they're in this particular place because they're trying to sneak into Britain, trying to be smuggled into Britain, trying to sneak in themselves in the back of trucks, jumping on top of trains any way they can. And this is the closest way to get to the UK. Now, many of them say that they have family members there ready to provide for them. More than 1,000 of them are unaccompanied minors, kids under 18, some of them even under 13, who say our families are there, our mothers, our fathers, our uncles are in the UK, and we need to go there, and this is the best way to do it. And so one of the things that this process is doing is seeing who actually does have relatives there.
Well, we know that French officials have said that they have places for them in France. So what are they saying?
Yeah, the French say that they have found places where these people can go, where up to 9,000 people can go and have a safe place, a humanitarian place to live while their cases are being processed. There's no promise they'll get to stay in France. But I spoke to many people, even the majority of people I spoke today. All of them said, I am not staying in France. I am still, despite all of these hurdles, I am going to London. And that's what Saif Ullah, a 21-year-old Pakistani, told me in no uncertain terms.
I will go London.
Have you already tried?
Yeah. I tried a lot of time.
And what happened?
Yeah, they just arrest me.
Is there any chance that through the process, many or some of them will be granted asylum in Britain? Or is that just not a possibility?
Well, I mean, of course, it could be a possibility, but it's very unlikely. Right now, the UK and France are at political loggerheads over unaccompanied minors. And most of these young people are expected to have family members in the UK. And still, the British government is not by any means welcoming them with open arms. And so you think that of any of the cases that would be easiest to accept, it would be kids under 18 with family members in the UK. And even that is not going smoothly. In fact, today, on the first day when we expected unaccompanied minors to be fast-tracked into Britain, even that process was stopped at noon. They told even the young people that they were not going to be processed today. So there are as many as possibly 1,300 kids still in the Calais jungle, even as the real dismantlement starts on Tuesday.
Look, Terry, we know there are groups like Care for Calais trying to help these migrants. But as people are watching them be herded away, how are people, you know, briefly, how are people there feeling about this?
The Care for Calais group and many other NGOs were on the scene, and they were doing everything they could to help make this process smooth. In fact, these volunteers themselves were telling us, we have not been given any information. There are no legal advisors on site. I, as a journalist walking around, was constantly asked, what should I do? Where can I get legal information? It was clear that the migrants themselves had not been given enough information. I think the people of Calais are going to be relieved to have the camp dismantled, but at the same time, there are also going to be demonstrations in several cities around France against the French government's decision to do this and come up with what's considered a sort of an unworthy alternative to people who, many of whom have really fled a dangerous situation at home. I will say, though, that most of the people in the camp now are not Syrians. Most of them are Sudanese, Afghans, Eritreans. Their situations are different, and many of them are going to be unlikely to be granted asylum in France or any other country in Europe at this point.
they'll be sent home.
Afghans, many of them are no longer being given asylum. Sudanese, Eritreans are high on the list of being considered. But again, Europe's migration problem is so overwhelming at the moment that these people can certainly not feel safe that they're going to be accepted in France or any other European country. And that's something that is driving them away from taking the French offer today.
Reporter Terry Schultz in Calais. Terry, thank you.
Sure, Robin.